such. Now, if I, knowing that pine.
Could you just call it pine?
I wouldn't specify as a matter of fact.
Well, would, if it were a resinous wood, a resinous reddish kind of pine, well, would you have any special name for that? Is the term lightered at all familiar to you?
No.
Lightered, okay. I think that's a more rural term.
Could be.
And if you were cleaning out a stovepipe years ago, you'd clean what out of the stovepipe?
Soot.
Okay. And if it burns down, well, what are these?
To the embers.
What, yes. What
ashes.
Okay. And I'm sitting in a?
Chair.
Okay. And you're sitting on a?
Sofa.
Do you make any distinction among different kinds of sofas?
Oh, as to design, Chippendale, Heppelwhite, Lawson, Tuxedo.
That's much more expert. But I was thinking
all three cushions sofa, yeah. Love seat.
You would make a distinction between a sofa and a couch, though. Those are essentially the same.
Yes. I just happen to prefer the word sofa more than.
I see.
Or Davenport, which is also a sofa.
How about that? Now, you prefer sofa first, but would you say that you prefer Davenport to couch?
No, I prefer couch to Davenport.
I see. What is Davenport?
It's just, I don't know. Probably the people that use it, maybe, is the only reason.
What kinds,
it's
of, people, what kinds of people do you associate with the use of Davenport?
I don't. It's a perfectly good wood, and is just as expressive for the piece of furniture as anything else, any of these other words. But I just think of it of another strata, if you want. It sounds rather smug, but I don't mean it that way at all.
That'd be good. That's very interesting. How about in a bedroom, an article of furniture in which you put shirts and socks?
Chest of drawers.
Right. And could you describe that to me, the kind that comes to your mind when someone does a chest of drawers? What does it look like?
That piece in my bow front English. Block front American.
Okay. And then one that might have a mirror on it. What would you call that?
You mean a dressing table?
Yes.
Are you speaking of, when you said a mirror, do you mean the chest of drawers with a mirror, or are you?
Or the chest? Would you just call it a chest of drawers?
I call it a chest. As I drop the drawers inside.
And all the tables and chairs and things in this room, you call those all articles of
furniture.
Okay. And now, what do you call on the windows? What do you have here?
Venetian blinds and draperies.
Right. Now, if you didn't have Venetian blinds, what would you have?
Shades.
And how, the place where you hang your clothes up in the bedroom is
the closet.
Right. And then would you make a distinction between a movable closet, would you just call that a closet too, or would you call that something else? You don't see many of them.
Wardrobe.
Or do you see many of them? I don't know.
Not too many. But with limited space, I think there's a market for it this day and time.
Okay. And then above the upstairs,
the attic.
Okay. And then, did you have any other special names for that that you're familiar with?
I mean, I'm sure they are.
Now we talked about the kitchen. You mentioned that, and you described. Would you describe the kitchen in this gray colonial?
Now this gets to be the vintage of 1920, 1922.
Well, this is before you went to Europe, this is before your father
this
died.
This was, yes.
I see.